This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Greetings in that precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What an honor today to come to you and speak to you on my program, My Assignment, My Destiny. Today, I would like to share a thought with you. Get the job done. Our content comes from the book of Joshua chapter 11 from verse 16 till 23. And we're visiting the house of Joshua today. Competence rarely happens overnight. Even the great Joshua had to be prepared over many years to handle the enormous task given him. By the time he died, competence could have been his middle name. I want you to consider a few things. God used Joshua over two generations. God trusted Joshua to lead the military campaign from the wilderness into Canaan. God called Joshua to spy out the promised land. God allowed Joshua to accompany Moses up Mount Sinai. God replaced Moses with Joshua when it came time to lead the people into Canaan. And now, as a young leader, God put so much effort. God invests so much in this young leader to make him competent to do this work and to get the job done. First, we discovered it, and when we read in Exodus chapter 17, from verse 9 and 11, we discovered that Joshua was a warrior. Joshua was born to be a warrior. His first opportunity at leadership came as a military leader. God was preparing him for such a larger role, but it all began here. In Exodus chapter 17 from 14, we read that Joshua was also a spokesman. Joshua received a prophetic word from the Lord concerning his lifetime ministry, illustrating how God works in each of us. First, we receive a personal word from the Lord, then we become bearers of his word to others. Joshua was also a servant. In Exodus chapter 24, verse 13, Joshua was first known as the servant of Moses. No one called him a servant of Yahweh. No one, until the time of the conquest. He proved his willingness to serve before asking anyone to serve him. Each of us must undergo the same process. Joshua was a faithful co-worker. In the book of Exodus chapter 32 from verse 17, Moses took Joshua with him to meet with God on Mount Sinai. But when ordered to stop, Joshua halted halfway up. He experienced no glory, no cloud, no voice, no presence, yet he remained faithful to the big picture because he was called a faithful worker. God takes him through that process. He invested in this young man so that he can become a competent leader. He was an apprentice of Moses and God. In Exodus chapter 33 and 11, for 40 years, Joshua served as an understudy. His competence grew from Moses' tutoring and his own observation. He would not leave Moses' tent because he wanted to get everything he could from his mentor. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that wonderful? For 40 years, he just followed Moses. He became apprentice for Moses and God. In Numbers chapter 11, verse 29, it said that he was a zealous. One day when God's presence came down upon the camp and two men began to prophesy, Joshua grew concerned. He forbid them to continue. But Moses said to him, "I wish all God's people were prophets." Joshua's passion later became an asset as it combined with experience. And then Joshua was also a transformed leader, according to Numbers chapter 13 and 16. Did you know that the name Joshua wasn't his original name? It was given by his parents. But because that he has such a zeal, he was a faithful worker. He was a servant. He was a warrior. He was a spokesman. And he was a zealot. He has a zeal for what he noticed and saw in his mentor Moses. And he was a leader of but that brings transformation to others. Moses gave him the name Joshua, but his original name was Hoshea and not Joshua. With that name change came transformation in identity and character. Joshua became a man ready to delegate, organize, and lead the nation of Israel. And so, labeling someone competent or incompetent may seem judgmental and narrow, and yet all leaders must possess a level of competence that enables them to get the job done. The kingdom of God cannot do without competence. Everyone knows that leaders must demonstrate a level of competence in order to gain the trust and the respect of followers. No one chooses to follow an incompetent leader over a competent one, regardless of personality. Yes, no one. And so, people can like you as a friend, but not follow you as a leader. To the degree they feel you are incompetent to lead, they will distance themselves from your leadership. Competence goes beyond words. It's the leader's ability to say it, plan it, and do it in such a way that others know you know your business and now they want to follow you. Competence must be sought at every organizational level. Incompetence can be tolerated nowhere. Nowhere. Jesus highlights the issue of competence in the two stories recounted in Luke chapter 14 and what it took to get the job done. Therefore, the tower never get built, and the war never was won. According to Jesus, competence requires these ingredients: commitment, resources, intelligence, and that is bring you to a place of getting the job done. May God bless you. May God keep you. May you have a blessed week. In Jesus' name, amen.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.